This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3/19/2018. You are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show, and you are in the right place. I am Daniel Brigman, and so good to be with you. Welcome. We have a lot of news, and we have Kelby Smith coming on later in the broadcast from his advocates. And he's been on to talk about corporate United States versus organic. I call it organic, the republic, the constitutional, you know, the constitution for the United States of America and constitution of. You can go back and look. They changed that at some point. Ask yourself why they changed that. Why was Franklin Delano Roosevelt allowed to take the gold from the American people? How in the world is that constitutional at all? You know, ask yourself these questions. We've talked a lot about that when he's on. We're going to go with something a little different, a little deeper. We're going to talk about sovereign citizen. What does sovereign citizen mean? What is that word? It's actually an oxymoron, but we'll get into that. Some people giving up their American citizenship. We'll talk about that. And also putting old wine into a new bottle. You know, the scripture, what does that mean here? And how that relates to our republic, our constitutional republic, the organic republic that is always there. A lot of news. We'll get to the news. I'll probably have my uncle pop in. You know, he'll announce the phone call. You can call Washington, the hotline, and express your opinion. I mean, Washington is listening for the first time in a long time. Our president... There is an open door to express your opinion and express yourself to the highest office in this land, at least government office. And it seems like it's working. Of course, President McCabe, there are a lot of firings, not President McCabe, but Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, former deputy director, was fired. Was he fired for political purposes? Are indictments coming? You know, that's reports that supposedly there's indictments for McCabe, Comey, and Clinton. I mean, is that true? Those are some things that will come up. Jerome Corsi's coming on tomorrow. We'll ask him that and more. And it'll be a very good broadcast tomorrow. All these things. I saw a movie over the weekend. We watch a lot of old movies. My uncle probably has the biggest... I mean, he's got the biggest old movie collection this side of Ted Turner. And I mean, literally, really. I mean, we're talking like 15,000 plus movies. Any old movie that you can imagine, he has just about. And we watch a lot of old movies. We don't have cable or satellite here. And so we watch a lot of old movies. And it's interesting. Some of them are so poignant and so indicative of America gone by. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, if you've ever seen that. I'll talk a little bit about that later with him, and also the number. We'll talk about those two things. But we'll get to the news now. News coming up from World News. You remember the Ukrainian pilot who was blamed by Russia over that Malaysian Airlines downing? Remember that? Well, he's now killed himself. I mean, I don't know why. It's just very, you know, I don't know if it was two shots in the back of the head, like what's his name in the field or in the woods, but outside of Virginia or in Virginia. I don't know if it was like that, but very suspicious, especially with everything going on. Captain Vladislav Voloshin had called the Russian allegation a lie, and Dutch investigators concluded that a Russian missile had destroyed the jet, and now he's dead. After he was accused. So, there you go. Putin's giant Russian election victory sparks backlash, claims of charade, tomato, tomato. Backlash grew around the world Sunday after Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed a huge victory in the country's presidential election. He was reelected with more than 75% of the vote. Exit polling data showed, which keeps him as Russia's leader for another 6 years, marking him as the country's longest-serving ruler other than, you know, that... great bastion of Russian freedom, Uncle Joe Stalin. You remember him? You know, the guy who took everybody's guns and mowed everybody down? The election sparked swift criticism for those who questioned the integrity of the election. I noticed that it came from a lot of criticism outside of Russia. I don't think a lot of criticism in in Russia have criticized this election. I think he's very popular in Russia, actually. Edward Snowden did post thousands of classified documents from the NSA, which seemed to look like ballot stuffing. So Snowden claims it was part of an effort to steal the influence of 140 plus million people in Russia. Did that go on here? I don't know. You know, are all these elections rigged? Is there such power conglomerated in the machines that every one of these major elections is rigged? The UK and EU agree terms for Brexit transition period, so it looks like there will be a Brexit. They have agreed on a large part of the agreement that will lead to the orderly withdrawal, quote-unquote, of the UK. Brexit negotiators Michael Barnier and David Davis said the deal on what Britain calls the implementation period was a decisive step, but issues still to be resolved include the Northern Ireland border. The transitional period is set to last from March of 2019 to December 2020, so that's about 18 months, a little over 18 months, 20 months about. And is intended to smooth the path to a future permanent relationship. Now, we've seen YouTube, we've seen Twitter, we've seen censorship go up dramatically. We got a strike because we dared to have James Fetzer on our YouTube channel talking about Parkland. We got a strike for that, remember? And then Numana started to get hacked like crazy. I mean, okay, whatever. Well, China wants to take it one step further. China to ban citizens with bad social credit, quote-unquote, rating from taking flights or using trains for up to a year. China said it will begin applying its so-called social credit system to flights and trains and stop people who have committed misdeeds from taking such transport for up to a year. People who would be put on this list include those found to have committed acts like spreading false information about terrorism and causing trouble on flights, as well as those who use expired tickets or smoked on trains. So if you smoke on the train, then you can't fly anymore. Or if you post something on your social media that they deem to be fake news about terrorism or what have you. You see where this is going? See how dangerous this is? See the American ethic? You know, you are sovereign. You are divinely granted. This is the whole contest in the whole history of the world. Are you cattle, human beings meaning beasts who can't inherit anything, serving at the whim of natural selection process that leads those with the greatest ability to manipulate and the will to rule over you? Or are you your own ruler, the divinely endowed to you by your creator? It is the question, political question of the millennium, all of them, every one of them in history. That's what America represents. Explosion in Austin, the fourth bombing this month, hours after Austin's police chief urged the suspect in recent bombings to turn themselves in. Local and federal emergency units were responding to another possible bombing. Of course, this is the packages left on people's door. The recent bomb was set off by a tripwire. The others had a pressure plate. I mean, somebody pretty, you know, at least have some knowledge about explosives and tripwire. I don't know if they're related to the Viet Cong or something, but they got some kind of booby trap set up. Another bombing, still no suspects. Trump to release opioid plan today that includes death penalty. I'm sure it'd be controversial. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talk about this. If they can ever stop talking about McCabe being fired, maybe the news will talk about this. Does this mean, what about the CIA pilots who fly the drugs in? You know, I digress, but that's another story. President Trump today will release a plan to combat the opioid epidemic that includes the controversial idea of using the death penalty for some drug traffickers. Excuse me. Trump will announce the initiative to stop opioid abuse during his first visit as president to New Hampshire, a state the opioid epidemic has hit hard, and where the 2016 presidential candidates, including Trump, discussed the issue of addiction at length. The plan includes a mix of efforts that advocates have been supportive of in the past, such as expanding access to the gold standard of treatment for an opioid addiction and ensuring first responders are equipped with an opioid overdose reversal drug. It also includes law enforcement measures, and addiction advocates have been urging the administration and lawmakers to steer away from a war on drugs approach they say has not worked in the past. When the government declares war on something, what usually is the results? Cancer, poverty, illiteracy, drugs. What have been the result every time? Terrorism. What has been the result? In the last 17 years, all we've seen is terrorism go up. You know, and now it looks like there may be some victory. Russia, Syria, I don't know how much America is playing a part in it. Maybe the fact that we've just pulled our energy away from ISIS and away from the Taliban, maybe that's allowing Russia to win. I don't know. But now we're going to go right to opioid addiction. Hopefully this is a good move. Something better happen because we're in an emergency state. You know, it was all fun and games. It seemed like, you know, I don't like to be black, white, race thing, but, you know, when black people were addicted to heroin or smoking dope or whatever, it's one thing. Now that white people in Baltimore or wherever, now that they're addicted to opioids and, you know, mothers everywhere, now it becomes an issue. You know, I'm a little, whatever. I don't like to be racial, but isn't that kind of ironic? When black people have these kind of problems, nothing gets done. Anyway, the point is something is getting done, hopefully, and we'll see how it goes. Record numbers of college students are seeking treatment for depression and anxiety, but schools can't keep up from the time. A rapidly growing number of students seeking mental health treatment on campuses facing an unprecedented demand for counseling services. Between 2009 and 2015, the number of students visiting counseling centers increased by 30% on average, while the enrollment grew by less than 6%. The Center for Collegiate Mental Health found in 2015. So almost a five-time increase, five times the rate of student increase, mental health situations and seeking help. House GOP will subpoena the FBI for missing Hillary documents. Remember all those emails? Give me a break. Everybody knows you do any email, you do anything electronically on the World Wide Web, the World Wide Interweb, whatever, you know it never disappears. If they want to find it, they can find it. Everybody knows this. It's kind of a joke. But anyway, the House GOP will subpoena FBI for missing Hillary documents. If the FBI does not turn over more than 1 million missing documents related to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email server, House Judiciary Committee Chair Bob Guthrie plans to subpoena the federal spy agency. We need to have these documents. The department and the bureau have been slow, very slow, in getting them to us, he said. Trump administration blasts California over appointment of illegal alien to state office. California is just going to take it all the way. There's a report about Arizona. The Arizona Supreme Court is refusing to hear a case about driver's license for illegals, that Arizona has to issue them driver's license. Now in California, they're putting them in government positions. Does that trouble anybody here? Does that make any sense? So glad you're with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour. You are in the right place, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My uncle's around and wanted to bring him back. He came on last week to talk about calling Washington. Hey, good afternoon, Uncle Kevin. How's it going?
It's going great.
Well, it looks like somebody heard your call because you called the White House on the number, on the hotline, and one of the things you brought up was about firing McCabe, and I'll be if McCabe is not fired now.
I agree. You know, he wasn't gone during the afternoon, but I got through about 7 o'clock, and I think he got fired about an hour later. So I'm doing a good job.
So far, you're batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, at least 333. You called for what? You called for three things. What was firing McCabe?
Yeah, building the wall
and
indicting that mayor
out of Oakland.
Out of Oakland.
Now I brought him on. I bring this up again, ladies and gentlemen, because not in my lifetime have I remembered a situation or a president that, you know, whether it's illusion or what, it certainly seems like he is listening to the American people.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's listening, and so I'm calling. If he's going to listen, I'm going to call.
Right, and so that's what we encourage you to do. Remember, freedom, liberty is not a spectator sport in the year 2018. So this is another solution, another thing that you can do. The energy of your will being exercised in whatever direction you feel has such power. And the phone number, you got the phone number, Kev?
I do. 202-456-1111.
202-456-1111. Now, when you call, it's a real-life person you talk to, right?
Yeah, you get a real-life person. And
wow.
They said that they were going to forward it to the proper people, so I guess they did.
Well, fantastic. So whatever's on your mind, whatever's important to you, I don't care what it is, here's something you can do. Call that number. Say, I want Hillary indicted. I want to get rid of whatever. I don't know what. Whatever's on your mind. It's your will. Exercise it.
Just get involved.
Simple way to get involved, and I think effective. One of the other reasons I brought you on, and this is no joke. People think I may be kidding. You have you have to have one of the biggest private collections of movies in the world.
Yeah, I've been burning them for over 25 years. Can't do it anymore because they copyrighted them all, and I'm really pissed off about that.
Well, yeah, the old movies you can't, but you have, I mean, at least over, it's got to be over 15,000.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like conservative.
Yeah, I'm going through them now, and I think I just passed 21,000.
Oh, my gosh. The reason I brought them up, these old movies, it's very interesting when you watch them how much of our republic you start to see in different shades of our republic in these movies, like, a bill of arrest, a bill of attainder, the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment. I mean, in these movies, they talk about America in terms like we talk about all the time, do
yeah.
they not?
Yeah, how many times in the movie has they go there saying, where's your warrant? You can't come in the house without a warrant, you know, or something like that, you know?
One of the craziest episodes from 1961, it was The Naked City. It was an episode about the old man who had a right-of-way to do his boat. And they came to arrest him, and it was unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. You can look it up, Naked City, 1961, the boat episode or something like that. Google it. They went to arrest this guy. He said, okay. And he just talked to him normal. Sir, you're under arrest. You're going to have to come with me. I got a warrant for arrest. Okay, sir. Can I see the warrant? Yes, sir. Here you can. Here's the warrant. He looks over it. Who filled out this warrant? You know, well, this man, he testified. Who takes responsibility? Somebody had to take responsibility for the accusation against you. Who did that? Okay, let's go to the, take me straight to the magistrate. He rode in the front of the police car.
Right.
He rode in the front of the police car.
Yeah.
Who
wrote out the affidavit again? Against me, you know?
Who wrote? So they go in front, right? You didn't go to jail. You didn't get processed. You went straight to the magistrate. This is all law.
Right.
And this is 1961. And anyway, he flipped it on him, and there was a false report, and the guy dropped. Anyway, it was unbelievable. It validates when you see this. It's one thing for you to hear this on the radio, me talking about it or whoever, or your Bill of Rights is sitting on your refrigerator. But when you see in the movies right there played out before you, the Bill of Rights in action, it is so powerful. One of the movies, my absolute favorite that we watched is Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I don't know how many of you have seen it. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, of course, starring Jimmy Stewart from 1939, probably the greatest year
of all time.
Yeah, got to be the greatest movie year in Hollywood of all time.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, to give you an idea, this is one of the, I don't know, this is an unbelievable movie. It could not even sniff the Academy Awards because it was the same year as Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz, to give you an idea. Yeah. Couldn't even sniff it. On the other side, we'll talk about what happened in this movie, and I think Catherine is putting up a clip from it. And something, just an observation I wanted to discuss with you. Then we'll get back to the news, and then Kelby Smith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The often mentioned, as up to this point not produced, catalogs are produced and are available. You can give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, get a copy. If you sent a letter, you know, we should have a list of that, but just to make sure, give us a call. We'll be so happy to send you a catalog. I think you'll really like them, all the products we have. You know, we kept adding products and refining it, and at some point we had to say, forget it. We had to have it. The Deborah Tavares Show CDs are now available. You can also get them on that. The American Solution CD will be available over at the Power Mall. Grown by Nature products, now available at the Power Mall. All of the great vitamins, the magnesium, the multivitamin, the Grown by Nature, some of the absolute best, highest quality vitamins on the market. Namana Foods, everybody like that. We're going to keep that sale going for the rest of this week. 20% off Namana Storable Foods, 25% off the Organic Family Packs. Organic Family Packs, 25% off. You know, when Jeffrey Smith was on last week, he talked about the importance of eating organic. And I didn't even think of it. See, I don't even promote Namana like I should. I should have been right on it and promoting it so people can put the two together. You want to eat the organic, I'll tell you a simple, cheap way to do it is buy the Namana Family Pack. you buy that, integrate that in your diet, you know, or if you want to do, hey, 1 week we're going to go all organic or, you know, what have you, and see what happens to our health, or a month or what have you. Here's a simple, really affordable way to do it compared to putting everything together. But either way, eating organic, people say it's expensive. I say it's cheap. You know what's expensive? I'll tell you what's expensive is being sick.
Going to the doctor.
Yeah, going to the doctor. That's expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive.
That's expensive. 10% off all PowerMall products this week. This is a sale. Wow, I didn't know that. This whole week, 10% off all the PowerMall products except for dropship things. Now, you know about the vaccine sheet, the gun sheet. The gun sheet is produced. Catherine is putting it up. Now, I think it's already up, or she's about to put it up. I don't, either way, it's either up or about to be up on the website, the gun sheet that you can give away. Second Amendment sheet. Yes, it is up right now. So you can get that sheet. We couldn't put it all on one. We went back and forth trying to put it on one sheet because we want to make it like the vaccine, but it's two pages. It's well worth it. It's very informative, has some good facts to it, just like the vaccine sheet. Here's something you can do. You can print it out and then you can just hand it here. Here's something you may think about or what have you. And it's a great alternative to arguing with your family. You can just give them the sheet. Say, here's something interesting. What do you think about this?
Maybe something will catch their eye, you know?
And maybe something will catch their eye. You have to replicate yourself. In this war, you know, about solutions, remember, we're looking for that minority of people who want to, you know, Samuel Adams called them irate minority, willing to set brush fires in the mind of men. We have to follow their pattern. They've done this. If we want the republic back, we want freedom back, that's how you do it. So here's a simple tool to hand to your relatives, friends, people you see. You know, all the time at Walmart, I'll see the people lining up for flu shots and stuff, and I just, this is so good. I have a sheet now that I can just hand them. You know, maybe, hey, you here's something you may, you know, never thought of. Oh, yeah, okay. And maybe it puts in their mind. So there you go. Those things are all available. And, of course, the PowerMall's phone number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and our sponsors, usgoldcoins.com, 1-800-468-2646, and Elena George, who's going to be on this week, 1-800-714-6993, are our great sponsors. Those are our sponsors, not all these other people that they try to ram commercials down during the break. So just wanted to announce you that, and we'll get back to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Talking to my uncle, who without question, you know, I don't know if he has the, got to be one of the biggest private collections of movies in the world. I mean, one of the biggest, I don't know, 20,000 plus movies.
And still going.
And still going.
I'm still counting.
It's still counting. We are, over here, we don't have cable or DirecTV or anything. So we watch a lot of old movies or Netflix or things like that. And one of the movies that inspired me recently was Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And something came to my mind as I was watching it. Well, many things, but one thing I want to talk to you about. So why don't you just give a brief summary about the movie, Kev?
Okay. It's about the Senate and how there's a small cabal in the Senate that plan to buy this land and resell it to the government because they know the government wants to build a dam on it, but and one of their senators dies, and so they're going out. They're panicking. What are we going to do? You know, one of our senators dies, so we got to figure out what to do. So they figure, well, we'll just promote. Well, appoint this Rube, and the Rube is Jimmy Stewart, and he's just, you know, shucks and oh gosh, you know. And they appoint him, and he gets there, and he wants to build a sanctuary for Boy Scouts. They want to use the same land. So then he finds out that his mentor who appointed him wants the land, and basically it goes from there, and all the struggles that they had.
The movie is a titanic clash of, you know, the people versus the power of the Senate and the cabals that work against them. It is unbelievable. 1939, Frank Capra, unbelievable. I ask everybody to go watch if you can. We got a clip of one of the scenes Catherine's going to put up on the website. The movie comes down to, in the Senate, there's two bills up. The bill to build this dam and the bill to build the boys' camp. And the senator, the experienced senator who's bought and sold and in the pocket of the big machine, turns on Jimmy Stewart, who was his friend. He knew him. He knew his father. Turns on him, eviscerates him, lies about him. They condemn him. They bring evidence in front of the Senate. I mean, they just scourge him, basically, in public.
Yeah, they control all the newspaper and all the everything going out about him is a lie.
And it's all controlled.
Just like today.
Yeah, that was 1939. Can you imagine how controlled it is today? But the Internet, fortunately, the Internet kind of changed that a little bit. But the scene ends up where it's a struggle. You have the machine, the big money machine, trying to get the information out faster than the small town newspaper of these young boys to put out information of the state to support Mr. Smith, which is Jimmy Stewart, to support him, to keep him in office. And they're going back and forth. And the machine is running over, literally, running over the boys. They steal the papers from the boys. They run over their newspaper, their carts, where they're going out from house to house. They run them over. They totally, almost virtually, totally silence them. Completely silence them. And a couple thoughts came to mind. And you look at that scenario and what they were trying to do and how powerful the corporate interests were to squash the little people. And they were just little boys that were doing it. I mean, the symbolism of this is just, I mean, it's just ripe with symbolism.
Yeah, they had a little printing press, and they were printing it all out there. They came in and destroyed the whole thing.
And it made me think of 1775, 1776. The same big money corporate interests were there at that time also. But yet the difference between this movie, 1939, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and 1776, is that there were enough decent, liberty-minded people to where the powerful machine could not symbolically squash it. They could not just run it over. They could not run over the wagons of the little boys who were passing out the papers. These were men. These were giants. These are historical figures standing on the back of history, that they were able to stand up to this and to implement, like Samuel Adams said, who Samuel Adams was as poor as a church mouse and an abolitionist, by the way, totally opposite of what everybody says. And that lets you know how real and how organic that was, right? Because the leaders of it were absolutely destitute and in hiding all the time. I mean, that's one of the evidence. Anyway, the thought came to how different the people were and their mindset and the miracle that occurred. One, why are we ever disparaging these people? Ever. Of course, they were men. I'm not making them out to be more than they were. But why are we ever disparaging them? And two, what does that say about us today and the precarious situation that we are in now, today? There's a window that's been opened, I feel. I feel this election, this period, time, whatever, you know, it's just one of those times in history. We have a window now to do something. And it's Jimmy Stewart talks about lost causes and that this he's going to take on this lost causes. Some people think America's a lost cause. I do not believe that. I do not feel that. And I know that liberty that is in your heart, that has been divinely endowed to you, will endure for you if you just stand up now. And it's more important than anything you have in your life.
And there's a real interesting story behind the movie. The Senate didn't want that movie out.
Yeah.
They went to Hollywood and squashed it. They offered him $2 million to squash it. It cost $1.5 million to make the movie. And Frank Capra and the producers of that thing said, no, this movie has to be seen. So they turned down $500,000 back in those days. Is a lot of money.
We will be back after this break. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Check it out.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The last scene of that movie is the most powerful. Jimmy Stewart is he's still a busting because they're trying to expel him from Senate. He spoke for almost 24 hours straight. He can barely talk. The senator turned on him, which was Claude Rains. The machine had falsely provoked people to send of almost 50,000 wires to the Congress, and he puts them in front of him. Your whole state is against you, and he goes to read them up, and he talks about lost causes, and he throws it in his face. He says, "I will not relent. I will not continue. I will fight for this lost cause. I don't care what lies are printed." And in that moment, something unbelievable happened. He had no chance. He had zero chance. He had zero chance, ladies and gentlemen. But yet he won. Why? Because the morality and the power of his words, the power and the energy and the truth of what he was saying broke the will of this other senator. And he tried to kill himself, stopped, and then ran into the Senate room and confessed everything and said that the boy is true, expel me, not him. And he had won because he refused to relent even in the face of lost causes. Some people think the republic of our country is a lost cause. I do not, and I will never say that. and it's there if you only grab it. Watch the movie. Fantastic. Going to get to the news, and then Kelly Smith is coming on, and we'll get into some really interesting things about our country with him. And this is a great segue to this next news story out of Monmouth University. This is such positive news. Poll. Public troubled by deep state from Monmouth University. Bipartisan concern that government is tracking U.S. citizens. A majority of the American public believes that the U.S. government engages in widespread monitoring of its own citizens and worried that the U.S. government could be invading their own privacy. The Monmouth University poll also finds a large bipartisan majority who feel that national policy is being manipulated or directed by a deep state. Fully 8 in 10 Americans believe that the U.S. government currently monitors or spies on the activities of American citizens, including a majority, 53%, who say this activity is widespread, and 14% say this monitoring does not happen at all. Only 14%. There are no substantial partisan differences in this results. Quote, this is a worrisome finding, said Patrick Murray, director of Independent Monmouth University Polling Institute. What does that mean? Democrat, Republican, white, black, the majority of Americans believe that our government has widespread surveillance illegal on them, and two, there is a shadowy, dark, deep state which is directing the affairs of the United States government. It is out. The cat is out of the bag. Pandora's box for the deep state has been opened. Humpty Dumpty has been broken. This is the best news I've given you in quite a while. This poll, and it solidifies and confirms everything that we thought, we believed, we've innately felt. This tide is turning. The opportunity has never, ever been here for decades, for centuries in this country. Centuries. Centuries in this country have we not had this opportunity. And it is here. That's what this poll is telling you. Venezuela town issues own currency amid cash shortages. Amid acute national shortage of banknotes, the town of Elorza in western Venezuela started issuing its own paper currency. Local officials said the currency would make it easier for residents and visitors to trade during the town's festivities. Well, yeah, because they don't want the Venezuelan money. Yeah, sure. 6 months after the Mexico quake, some still camp outside of their homes. Just a terrible situation there. Google search results for questions about Parkland shooting is different from other search engines. You know, usually they match up, or at least close, you know, Yahoo, whatever. Google may be the world's most popular search engine, but it has also been the subject of a number of accusations in recent years that it is purposefully censoring searches and influencing results. In the case of search results related to Parkland shooting, that alleged influence is becoming even more apparent. This week, the staff at the Free Thought Project began testing various keywords related to the shooting. The first page of Google results, was filled with entirely different information than the other search engines. You don't think they're trying to censor us? Do you see? Humpty Dumpty's already been broken, and now they're trying to catch up. This is just like in the middle 1770s when Britain tried to give licenses to the preachers. It was already done. It was done. The cast was laid. The cast for the destruction of the deep state and the revitalization of American independence is already laid, ladies and gentlemen. We will just have to go through this dark corridor to the light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel has already been made. Please believe that. Please know that. And we wanted to go all the way back to the Republic of the United States of America. Vitamin D improves mental health in women with type 2 diabetes. In a recent study, weekly very high doses of vitamin D2, D3, help improve depression and anxiety among women with type 2 diabetes. According to Britain's NICE, National Institute of Clinical Excellence, people who are diagnosed with a chronic physical health problem, such as diabetes, are 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with depression than people without it. Remember Jeffrey Smith? Why don't you try the organic diet? Try that for a while. See what happens. There's a recipe also in the news. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it looks good if you like lattes. I don't really drink lattes. Some people do. Turmeric. Of course, you know the many health benefits of turmeric. Robert Redfern's been on, the curcumin. Turmeric can claim many health benefits and is a great spice to add color and flavor to your food. Golden milk. as the turmeric latte sometimes called, contains curcumin, which has been shown to be a powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory also, comparable to vitamin C and E, is linked to several benefits, including, you know, lowering the inflammation, soothing digestive problems, and acting as a general health tonic. It may have some benefit in lowering cholesterol, research is showing. Anyway, the recipe is over at the website. You know, it's only got 5 or 6 ingredients. You can just combine it with coconut milk. It's pretty simple and a great turmeric latte. So a healthy latte. So then there's another option for you to get something healthy. Get something healthy. Take what you drink now, maybe coffee or whatever, and then replace it with something that actually benefits you. We've got about a minute or so before the break, and then Kelby's coming on the other side. You don't put old wine in new bottles. That's what the Messiah said in the New Testament. And we've talked extensively about the Organic Republic, 1776, 1787, 1789, 1791 is the ultimate culmination of our Constitution. The complete ratification of the Bill of Rights was 1791, the final ratification. From that point, then the world, the war of the Civil War, 1871, after the corporate America was put in place. I mean, you can research this. It's beyond, it's not even a question. If you do any research, it's not even a doubt. Corporate United States of America. The Constitution of the United States of America, Constitution 4, where they have looked to take our energy and put it in this corporate America. So what are we to do now? Are we going to fix this? Are we going to, you cannot put old wine in new bottles. That is the great debate. That is the great problem that we're in. But the great encouragement we are, the great thing to encourage you, is this study that we just said from Monmouth University. We are on the brink, ladies and gentlemen, and we can take this thing all the way back. Your will, your fervor, your relentlessness. That's why I'm relentless on this radio talking about the Bill of Rights. It's sitting right here by me. It's important. It's more important than my life that this stays in place. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Kelby Smith.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.